This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Ma'abam. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Tes. Yesterday we learned the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion and recommendation that one should try to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa with a woolen garment. We're up to Siv Beis. Tzitzis shall pishtim o shall tzemer rechelim. Poitrim b'chol minei begadim. Tzitzis of linen or wool of a ram, a pater, any type of garment, whatever the garment is made out of. Chutz mishal pishtim letzamar shal tzam lepishtim, except for using linen strings on wool or wool strings on linen. Bizman hazeh, nowadays deleka tcheles, that we don't have tcheles. Mibnei shehim klayim, because it's klayim. In other words, nowadays that we don't have tcheles, so the wool and linen really pater anything. The only thing is that's only if your mekayim tzitzis properly. B'shleimos. But nowadays that we don't have tcheles, so therefore you can't put wool strings on linen. Haga, the yeshamrim, some say shalai lasit tzitzis shal pishtim klau. Some say do not make tzitzis out of linen at all. Afilu b'shar minim, even if, let's say, it's silk or some other kind of garment, v'hachinog, that is the minog. So in other words, even though wool and linen is the wild card, and you could put wool strings or linen strings on anything, but some say don't put linen, don't use linen strings on anything, even on cotton, even on silk. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, Shel Tzemer. Tzitzis of pishtim or tzemer pater, anything, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'habach kasaf, kivan the yesh poiskim al-chmir mezesh, l'ilasis afilu tzitzis shel tzemer, l'shar minim, the Bach is even more stringent. He says not to make wool strings for other minim, kivan sheino minoi, kamavor b'beis yosef, al-kein lo yivorech rak al-talis tzemer, v'tzitzis tzemer. If you're going to use wool strings, it should only be on a woolen garment. It should not be on other material. Why? That's the chumrah of the Bach, that wool will not pater sharminim. The minhag olam is that we do use wool strings for other minim. We have a sefer Eliyahu Rabba, gam kin kasav sheish lahakal b'zeh. The Eliyahu Rabba also says you could be lenient. V'chein mashma b'sefer maaseh rav, that in fact wool would pater other minim. Again, you know, for us, this is basically academic. I think most people, either they have a wool garment with wool strings, or they wear cotton. I'm not familiar with other types of material. Okay, bizman hazeh. Perosh, the bizman shoyet cheles. Back in the day when there was tcheles shoyet tzarch lahatil, arba chutin, you had to make four strings. Shnei chutei lavan, two strings of white wool, ushnei chutei tcheles, and two strings of blue wool, which is hutzemer tzavu bedama chilazoin, v'hi meskayim al yidei zeha mitzvah tzitzis karoi, and by doing so you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis properly. Hitira lanu ha-toira, the Torah mattered, lahatil hashnayim shalavan, bein mitzemer oy mipishtin, the Torah allowed you that the two white strings, the two blue strings, avada are wool. Tcheles is blue wool. You don't put blue tcheles on pishtet. But the two white strings, the Torah allows them to be whether wool or linen. Bein beveget semer, oy beveget pishtin, on either a wool garment or a linen garment. So back in the day, when there was a mitzvah of tcheles, when the mitzvah of tcheles was able to be fulfilled, so you could have the two wide strings could be wool or linen, and the garment could be wool or linen. I shatnes. If you're mekayim tzitzis b'shlei musa, we're not worried about shatnes. The Torah says, le'sil b'shatnes, gedilim tasalacha. Ulayesh oimrim shazacharama b'sif aleph. According to the Yesh oimrim, that the Ramah says in sif aleph, decho mine b'gadim chayim medai raisa, afilu bohem, Haya oz mutter lanum and atar tzitzis shel shamer ufishtim yachtov. According to Ramah Shita, very interesting. That let's say katin is chayiv and tzitzis midoy raisa, then technically you could have had two blue strings of wool and two white strings of linen. Aval achshav de'ein lanu tchelas. But nowadays that we don't have tchelas, nimsa de'ein lanu mekayim ha'mitzvah b'shlei musa. It comes out we're not mekayim the mitzvah b'shlei musa. Loi shari lan klayim. Klayim is not permitted. Now, interesting, Rav Yonis and Eibeshitz, he says that nowadays that we don't have tchelas, when you put on tzitzis, you should be misoinen. This is another kavana to have when you put on the tzitzis. So first, you're mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah to say the rice of wearing tzitzis. Number two, you're mechavein to you wear tzitzis, l'man tizkaru, v'asisa miskal mitzvoysoi, to wear tzitzis, remember all the mitzvahs. Number three, you're mechavein to pata the talis katan. Number four, you're mechavein that if you were to take off the beged, then you could put it on again. Rabbi Yeir added a fifth kavana from the Bir Halacha, but to keep it simple over here, another kavana would be, when you put on your tzitzis, you should moan, I wish I could fulfill tchelas. Then, says Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, you're accredited with the mitzvah of tchelas, because chishev lasois mitzvah venenas v'loi asa, mala olav kilu asa. Okay. Siv katan ches. Afilu bishar minim. Some say not to make tzitzis of linen at all, even for other species. Why? Hatam. Yesh semer shenira kein meshi. There's some wool, it looks like silk. So what you're going to do is you're going to put linen on what you think is silk, but really it's wool, and you're going to come to wear klayim. V'yavoy lahato boi tzitzis shel pishtan. She'iz b'shu meshi v'yu klayim. Ulafiza, according to this, according to this, you could put linen on a cotton garment, because cotton doesn't look like wool. There are other reasons for this, and accordingly, you should not put linen on other types of garments. You could be samech on those who are lenient. Look in the Sefer Masarav. The Gra was lenient regarding the putting pishtan on other garments. So I know everybody wants to know, what do we say about the tcheles bizman hazeh? So that's an old subject, something we spent a lot of time on. You can listen to the shiurim on Torah anytime. The bottom line is, to me, the most authoritative tshuva on this is Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv didn't go for it. He had a number of reasons, one of them being that this is not the first discovery of a possible tcheles. And the first one was debunked, and the second one was debunked. And in all probability, time will come and they'll debunk this one as well. Plus, Rebbe Yashiv quoted the Rama that on the tzad, that this is, it is not tcheles, you're not fulfilling tzitzis l'chachila, because the strings, l'chachila, according to Rama, should be the same color as the garment. Okay, for more information on this, you could look into the subject, or listen to some of the shiurim on it. Siv Gimel. Tzitzis shel shar minim ein poichim el b'minim. Strings of tzitzis of other types, let's say cotton or silk, only pater their type. Kugoin meshi lebegin meshi, silk for silk, samar gefen, cotton for cotton. Avo shaloi b'minim ein poichim. Cotton doesn't pater, not wool, not silk, not linen. Says the Mishnah Berurah shel shar. Din zekoi bein l'man d'amr shar min d'araisu d'rabbanan. This statement of the Mechaber is not getting involved whether Shar Minim are Chayiv Medai Raisa or Drabanan. You could take whatever tzad you want. You could go with the Mechaber that it's only Shar Minim are only Chayiv Medrabanan. You could go like the Ramah that Shar Minim are Chayiv Medai Raisa. Nevertheless, Shar Minim only pater their min. Says the Mishnah Berurah El Baminim, V'im Hoya Hashas Si Min Zeh V'Erev Min Acher. If the warp was from one species and the weft was from another, basically, when you weave garments, there are two types of string, one that go horizontally, one that go vertically. So if one direction was, let's say, cotton, and the other direction was silk, pasha de'en l'talzu takana, this talus is as issues. This talus has issues. It has, you can't put on the silk because it has some cotton. You can't put on the cotton because it has silk. The only thing you can do is now, according to the Bach that we mentioned earlier, you can't wear this garment because the Bach said not to put wool on other begadim. Oy b'tzitzah shel pishtam b'makam adchak v'chanal. Kagoin meshi, for example, silk. Says Mishnah Berurah, v'chol zeh davka ma'meshi ha'tavi b'shazo shem tzitzis. You can't just take a pair of silk that you bought in the bazaar that they're selling in the clothing district. It had to have been spun and twisted l'shem tzitzis ablav hachiloy, otherwise not. Sivkan yaveiz lebegin meshi v'afilu im tachta v'yatafor b'tzemer oy pishtim oy min acher. Let's say you have a silk garment and underneath there was a lining of wool or linen. Azlina basa el yendu ikar beg. We go after the top part. Kol kaman b'simin yud b'magen avram sivkatan hay. All right, fine. Due to popular demand, we'll do the next Mishnah Berurah. Ein poitrin. We do not exempt, right? Other minim do not pater shaloi b'minim. Vitala shehashasiyu miminoi v'erovu mitzemra lehepuch. Let's say a talus, that the shasi, the warp strings, are from its species, and the erev is wool. So let's say the warp was cotton and the weft was wool, or vice versa. Yata by tzitzis shel tzemer davka do paiter b'chal aminim. You should put on wool strings davka. V'loy mishar minim. Don't put on silk because the silk is not going to pater the part of the beged which is wool. Afilum rubay hay mishar minim. Even if the majority of the beged was silk, why? Because shesiyoy erev l'chud l'chash a beged, the warp or the weft alone is not considered a beged. V'chanal b'siv katan beis. V'afilu imloy minkar chutei atzemer b'fnei atzmai. Even if, let's say, the strands of wool are not recognized on their own, kagon sha'erev michutei atzemer ma'at b'shesiyu v'erev v'loy nikar mekamei ayay. Let's say you have some woolen strings in the shesi and some in the erev, and you can't really tell where, and the majority is silk. Afilu hachi, even so, nira de tov yosel asa tzitzim chud etzemer. You should still use woolen strings, even though the majority of the beged, both of the warp and the weft, are silk. Ki yesham dechutim chashiv loy bali. Some say that strands are chashiv, and they don't become batal. And you know what, says the Mishnah Berurah? V'tov yosel shiyasa taz kula shel tzemer, b'li taroy v'sklal shel sharminim. In this case, better to make the whole garment out of wool. Uvazay yisna lamala, and by doing so, you will be beautifying the mitzvah above. V'talish u'ma'ira v'tzemer gefen u'pishtim, a talis that's a mix of cotton and linen. Ein l'talzu takana. Why? You can't put on wool, bishanas. You can't put on linen because we said linen really is not, doesn't pater other minim except for b'shas hadchak. Imloy b'shas hadchak, yasa by tzitzah shel pishtan, v'chanal b'soif sivkatan ches. Okay, everyone, thank you for joining us. We'll see everybody, Be'ezus Hashem, Monday. And we might have to have a double header or two on an upcoming Sunday just to keep pace. Miss time in upcoming weeks. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Baruch Hatzlacha Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.